Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday, September 26th edition of Byers & Company. John Decker live from the White House this hour, plus Carla Miller from Hickory Point Bank will preview our big preview to the WSOY Community Food Drive. It all starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Tuesday. Tomorrow live in Central Park for our Hickory Point Bank WSOY Community Food Drive fundraiser, kicking everything off as we get ready for Food Drive Week, which starts on Monday. We'll be live at the Northeast Community Fund, kicking off the week of activities. And, oh, by the way, we're out on the road on Friday, too.
What's the detail?
I can't tell you. It's top secret. There's been a lot of top secret going on over the last couple of days. I apologize. Just not really in my nature to be secretive. But on Friday, we're going to implode some stuff. Well, a very specific thing. It's going to go boom while we're on the air. Never before. 21 years of doing this show.
Is it my career?
No, that happens 2-3 days a week.
I was about to say.
This is the first time ever for this on Friday. It's going to be fun. And then Monday, we're out on the road for Northeast Community Fund to kick things off for the Food Drive Week. And then Thursday, we're out on the road for the Community Leaders Breakfast, once again brought to you by Hickory Point Bank. And then Friday is the Food Drive. Can you believe we are here?
Mm-mm.
Jeff, 4.5 months ago, you promised to add memory to my computer. And here we are a week from the Food Drive. And no memory in my computer.
It's due in today.
Isn't it amazing how many times that conversation happened?
Due in today.
Okay. It was on back order for 4.5 months.
I don't know what took so long. It just is due in today. Okay. I got a tracking email from who we got it from.
It doesn't really matter.
I don't buy that.
Wasn't the purpose of the conversation. I was just saying it seems like 4.5 months ago was yesterday in your world, in my world, and here we are. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally a little over a week from the WSOY Community Food Drive.
Right.
The 16th annual, 1.5 million pounds, and that's the goal, and we can't get there without every single one of you. So we're really counting on the community coming forward. I know there's been a lot of fundraising efforts lately, hurricanes and just, you know, all of this stuff. Which is also, again, I think, where the NFL and Trump sort of deserve each other. Like, I mean, have we not been through enough as a country over the last few weeks to, like, really sort of, like, kind of find the best in people instead of, like, racing to the bottom of the argument?
That seems to be the go-to place anymore, isn't it?
Not for everyone. Just for these people. That's why they deserve each other. Just for these people.
Right.
Okay, so you're just
it's
not going to...
It's an auto-dialer. So as soon as I pick up...
How do you know that?
Because I've been doing this since before the top of the hour.
Okay.
Somebody's trying to...
Lindsay always knows who's calling without actually
Brian,
picking up.
I can't keep answering that.
I know. She wouldn't answer for a week because one guy announced an auto-dialer. All right, so... You wouldn't know it by watching the news or listening to the main. When I say the news, I mean sort of the national news. You know, the fact that here it is Tuesday and we're still, Trump and the NFL. It's like, my question for all of the media was, were we not divided on this whole kneeling during the anthem thing before Trump weighed in? I mean, were we not all like pretty much on one side or the other of this as a country already? Were people not booing openly in stands, half-empty stands, I might add, already during all of this? I mean, for the last year, I mean, this isn't even anything new. And so the president says something about it at a rally, right? He was at a rally for a candidate for the U.S. Senate.
Like that. Yeah, that is a strange
down south
thing.
Somewhere.
That's right.
And he knows, by the way, he's dumb like a fox. I mean, he knows the crowd he's playing to.
Sure.
And as offended as LeBron James is or Skip Bayless or lineup whoever, there's 10 other people that go, yeah. So, I mean, he's not even dumb about this in the way that, like, he's costing himself supporter votes.
No, he's he's working for his supporters.
Right. And whether you agree or disagree, what I don't understand, though, about this, and it's boggled me since the very beginning with Colin Kaepernick, is that if Colin Kaepernick, I mean, go with me here. If we have freedom of speech, and the very banner of freedom of speech and the liberty that flag or that national anthem means is that you get to disrespect it, then it also means the person next to you gets to decide whether they can disrespect or respect your notion of respect or disrespect. It works the exact same way.
Right.
How meta.
But none of these people seem to, like, know that or understand that. And it's like, I don't want to take up for Trump. I'm not taking up for Trump. But if you have the right to do this, then you have the right to not agree with you doing this.
Right.
It seems to me like you can't have one without the other. But yet in the ESPN world, that's not allowed. Right?
Right.
Oh, I can't believe the president weighed in on this. It's no, I can't believe that these players are disrespecting what a lot of people find. I mean, it's, oh, I can't believe the, you can't believe the president stood up for the flag of the national anthem?
They don't know anything. They don't know much about the president then.
The leader of
no, but I mean,
the country?
Come on. And when did we put these people on a pedestal? President, too, I'll put into this conversation, of being like role models or caring what they think about this stuff.
Right.
And then the NFL owners are out there. We're arm in arm. We're not kneeling. We're kneeling before the game. Okay, that used to be called prayer.
I was going to say, what does that, and that's, yeah. And I love the, you know, people all of a sudden.
Favorite email of the day, by the way. Got a picture of Bill and Monica and said there were some presidents that didn't care whether you took a knee. That made me laugh.
That was a chuckle.
I saw a meme yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was a Tonya Harding. Back when taking a knee meant taking a knee.
Taking a knee, yeah. Her and Nancy sitting next to each other saw that as well.
So that was good. All right. So I'm just tired of all of it. So these owners, they're out there, you know, okay, but not one of them has hired Colin Kaepernick. So, I mean, how unified are you?
Matty Hall was telling me Kaepernick saying he would not kneel now.
Because the money's running out.
I mean,
there's just no one to root for in any of this, right? So I kind of think Trump and the NFL, to me, in my mind, are like Dan Calkins and the state legislature. Just yes. Right people, right time. You all deserve each other. Have at it. I'm going to be over here doing something else. And I think the greed, maybe it's the Cardinals not doing well this year. I mean, my sports level is way down, like participation level. Haven't been to a game in a while. Usually when I go to do a game with Jim Kimmins or something, that gets me kind of stoked, you know, and that holds on for a while. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, I got to watch the NFL. I watched a little bit of that Patriots-Chiefs game week one, and the Patriots lost, and I got zero interest. And it's not a protest. It is not even remotely close to a protest. It's just I don't care. If I'm a Cubs fan right now, yeah, probably excited. Yeah, they're fun to watch. That Addison thing. By the way, he didn't. In your news story, you said he did a food run. I find it hard to believe he actually left the dugout and wouldn't stood in line for nachos. Somebody else went for a food run, and he delivered it, right?
Okay, fair enough.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's true.
That story made me laugh. Like, I just see him like go, I'll be back, Skipper. And he's like standing in line at Busch Stadium. Like, have you ever
patiently.
Been in line at Busch Stadium?
Could you see him?
Yeah. It's like got his batting glove in the back pocket, dirt all over the spikes.
He's
just sitting there like.
Standing there. Finally gets up there. Nachos.
Yeah. But that was fun. I mean, you know, that to me, you know, okay, that's what I want out of sports. I want competition. I want thrilling games. I want the fan interaction. I mean, that was a great move, bringing that guy nachos. That was a great move.
Yeah. They're loose. They're relaxed. They're having a good time, which is how it's supposed to be. And that's how you win games.
You know, it's also how you enjoy sports.
Right. Which is what you're supposed to do.
I know. Now, I don't want a bland world where no one has an opinion or no one ever says anything, and I'm okay with these guys kneeling. I don't lose my mind on this stuff. I know people over the Milliken thing are just like, you know, it's like, oh, come on. You know, your sense of patriotism and country and love for this country has to be stronger than somebody else's disrespect of a symbol that you respect. I mean, it has to be.
Right.
But at the same time, these same people that then now want to, you know, that the president weighs in on the flag. When did this become controversial?
Or unexpected.
Right. And I want to know from all my northern New England, northeasterly liberal friends is, how do you reconcile with this? You have more flags than I've ever seen in my entire life. Jeff, there are more flags, Nantucket, Martha's Vineyard, Hyannis Port. Oh, there's this bastion of liberalism in America, and you can't walk 4 feet without a flag hitting you in the face.
Or a Ralph Lauren flag sweater.
Yeah, or somebody dressed as a flag.
Yeah, I mean,
with a flag flying it. And I'm wondering, how do they reconcile all of this? And then Skip Bayless. I guess, you know, I've been controversial over the time of my career. But one thing I've never done, and I'll promise you this from the bottom of my heart, and the people that know me best would attest to this, I've never come in here and just manufactured something just for the sake of manufacturing something to be controversial. And it would be really easy to be angry at Skip Bayless if you thought Skip Bayless actually had anything he really cared about in a bone in his body. But he doesn't. He's just one of these annoying TV guys that has made a career out of being annoying, and then he just can't wait to sit at home and come up with the next annoying. But the idea that out of the President of the United States of America, that out of the Colin Kaepernicks of the world, or the, hey, we're going to stand by the wife beater, but, you know, hey, don't accuse us for the guy killing the dogs, but, hey, you know, the president can't weigh in on the flag. This guy attacks the Army Ranger who served 3 tours in Afghanistan and earned a Bronze Star. You got cojones the size of Alpha Centauri to bring this guy into criticism, right?
Your firing squad.
What is up with that? Has that guy not earned the right to do whatever the... I mean, if Colin Kaepernick has the right to do whatever he wants to do, how does the 3 tours in Afghanistan former Army Ranger Bronze Star Award winner not afforded the same rights? I'd like to see him go on Undisputed or whatever that ridiculous Fox show is that Skip Bayless is on and see him do, like, literally, like, do you remember when, was it, who was the quarterback for the Rams that, like, took out Jim Rome, like the desk and everything? Was it Jim Everett?
I don't
remember.
Was
Jim Everett a quarterback for the Rams?
I don't have any idea.
Because Rome would call him Chrissy Everett. And he said, do that to my face. And he did. And he literally destroyed the desk and like, body slammed Rome. I would pay to see that.
Yeah.
More than McGregor or Mayweather or all the rest of these annoying athletes, I would, if you give me pay-per-view, I don't care what it costs, to watch Villanueva body slam Skip Bayless, I would pay whatever they charged.
Yep.
How do you have the audacity to criticize a former Army Ranger who served 3 tours in Afghanistan, earning a Bronze Star, criticize him for coming out and standing up for the national anthem? Some days I don't know what country I live in. I really don't. Where that's the controversy.
Right.
Now, it'd be one thing if it was Lena Dunham's Twitter account. I mean, that's, right? I mean, if that's how we were gauging the American psyche, okay, all right, it's, you know, it's, this is a major network with a guy who was a sports writer for years and has been a talk show pundit for years, and I get that you wanted to just outlandish the guy next to you, and that's the only goal. But come on now. Are we really even taking this subject seriously anymore? And do we even care? No, we do not. Because we're busy standing in line paying $4.50 for a glass of tap water after paying $100 to park our car so that these owners who are down with the man, keeping it real,
seriously,
can express unity.
Seriously.
No!
Down with the man.
All right, on the other side of the break, I'll tell you what I'm down with. That's the WSOY Community Food Drive, and tomorrow morning we're kicking it all off about a week and a half early with Hickory Point Bank. Done this for several years now. A lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Beach House is going to be down serving food.
Mm-hmm.
I can taste the mac and cheese.
And the pretzel chicken medallion.
Is that what we're doing?
Mm-hmm.
I've got the list somewhere here.
Mm-hmm. You haven't heard Corky's commercial?
I did, but commercial breaks are coffee breaks for me. We know this. This is why I have. Yes, Chris Funk's going to be with us, and Tony Nessler, and Dave Brandon, mm-hmm. Carla. We're going to have a good time.
Yep.
Very thankful to them for
St. T is going to be out building their can sculptures.
Yes, that's right, under the guidance of Nick Smith. That's very cool. Talk about all of them when we get back on the other side of the break. Here is Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast.
Mostly sunny skies, highs near 91 degrees. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 64. For your Wednesday, partly sunny, highs near 77. Thursday, sunny, highs near 74. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 69 degrees.
It's what we do. Bank on learning more. But what does it mean? At Land of Lincoln Credit Union, our members matter, and that's why we promote financial freedom regardless of whatever lifestyle event comes your way. Our staff will personally work with you to find the best outcome, whether it is helping you repair your credit or creating a budget for that new home or auto. Become a member today by simply living or working in one of our 26 counties. Federally insured by the NCUA. Land of Lincoln Credit Union. Bank on learning more.
Hey, your friend Sean Hannity, and as you know, I am not afraid to be honest and say exactly what I feel. When it comes to selling your home, you need to know there are real estate agents out there that just rely on yard signs, well, and a few hundred dollars in marketing. I'm going to make this very easy for you and tell you the one agent whose marketing plan is in a whole different league than anyone else you will talk to. I'm talking about Glenda Williamson. She services Decatur and the surrounding area and attracts hundreds of buyers every week and sells a home on average every 34 hours. Now, because of that, she can guarantee to sell your home at an agreed price and deadline, or guess what? She'll buy it. Our national marketing plan got my attention, and you know what? She'll get your home the attention it needs to sell for the most money guaranteed. Now, if I lived in Decatur or surrounding areas and needed to sell my home, well, I would call Glenda Williamson. So call Glenda, 217-875-8081. That's 217-875-8081, or online at GlendaWillSellYourHome.com. That's GlendaWillSellYourHome.com. Go there and you can start packing.
Join Byers & Company Thursday, October 5th, as we broadcast the Community Leaders Breakfast, brought to you by Hickory Point Bank and Trust, invested in your community. Listen in for featured speaker, Decatur Park District Executive Director Bill Clevenger, and keynote speaker Steve Ford, son of former President Gerald R. Ford. Be inspired. Get engaged. Hickory Point Bank, bringing you the Community Leaders Breakfast only on WSOY Thursday, October 5th, and only on Byers & Company. Hickory Point Bank, invested. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
You know what I don't understand is this clickbait stuff.
Like
you go to a, well, no, I mean I understand it, like to a certain extent. You go to a news story on some website, and then they have like these boxes that look like web stories, but they're just sort of like.
And they've always got a teaser. See what happens next.
Can you handle a sugar mom in Decatur? That's the one I'm looking at. And there's like this cougar lady with a lot of cleavage.
Interesting.
What does that mean? But it's like a normal. It's like the Daily Caller or whatever website, and it's like. Why do people, I mean, I get that it gets clicks, but you're an advertiser. You're someone who, Carla Miller joining us from Hickory Point Bank. I don't know what good that does anyone.
I don't either, but I could see my kids clicking on
those. I could too, but what my point is, I don't understand why advertisers think that because we've got this traffic that's driven by fake numbers of people looking for something that's not real, why that would be effective for you.
And why Hickory Point Bank does not do that.
No, you don't. That's why you're with nowdecatur.com. We don't give you clickbait or any of those pop-up annoying things. We get you right to the content.
Exactly.
All right, tomorrow. How many years have we been doing this?
This is our third year.
Is it really?
Yes.
Wow. Seems like yesterday.
I know. I agree.
All right. Let me turn Carla up just a little bit, please. And we're going to be in Central Park starting at 6 a.m. And we're going to be out there with all the Newhoff folks, well, Y103 and 95Q. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And tell us, give us some of the highlights of what we can look forward to tomorrow morning.
Well,
hanging out with our great friends and fun people.
Well, this is our way to help kick off the food drive. I talked to you, Brian, maybe a couple years ago saying, what can we do? Because we have 150 employees here in Decatur that want to help, and we felt that we wanted to do something before the actual food drive to support it. And I think we talked and we came up with this idea, and it's been great. It's great fun for us. We will be in the park all day, Central Park all day, starting at 6 a.m. until 2 in the afternoon, collecting money ahead of time with all the donations going to the food drive. We'll have ping pong, a marathon starting at 6 a.m. in the dark, but we'll have lights, so it'll be good.
Yeah, I love that you guys bring the ping pong table.
Yeah,
it's like a little bit of Forrest Gump to
It is, yeah. And so we bring a lot of our friends and customers and other bank colleagues to come and play, and we ask that everybody who plays gives a donation for the food drive. We have the beach house there, giving away lunch for $10 with proceeds going to the food drive, as well as a coffee connection. And then we have a great partnership with St. Teresa to build a couple of can sculptures.
Yeah, now this kind of started last year with Nick Smith, and this is going to be bigger and better this year from what I understand. It's going to be pretty cool.
There's going to be two sculptures. One for sure is, get this, American flag.
I love it.
I know. It'll be great.
Irony.
Yeah, and then I don't know what the other one St. Teresa kids are planning, but we love partnering with them. You know, I worked at St. Teresa. My kids went to school there. It's a great school.
It's been a huge supporter of the food drive over the years.
Right, and so we loved partnering with them for the food drive as well.
All right, so tomorrow morning, starting at 6 o'clock, Coffee Connection will be down there in the morning. Beach House will be there for lunch. Proceeds are going towards the food drive. You can come down and make a donation. I saw Doug made that incredible generous. How cool is that?
I know.
Doug Schmall is one of the great people in this community, and even though you know he's kind of retired from the public eye a little bit, he's still on the board of your bank, but they just give and give and give.
He does. I remember back in the day when I was at ADM and he was very generous in donating to community causes. And I sent him a quick little email and I said, Doug, this is great. You didn't have to do this. And he said, you know, I was taught to give back. And what a great example to all of us because he continues to give and very generous. And he is our chairman and very active in the bank and very active in the community. And who knows, he and some other directors might pop by tomorrow and say hello.
Happy to have them with us. They're always the smallest. You know, I mean, that family's just been there and been there and been there and just great leaders in the community and continue to be so, and it's always great to see. So tomorrow, it's all about creating awareness and excitement and raising a little bit of money ahead of the food drive, which is coming up Friday, October 6th, 1 week from this Friday, which is going to be pretty cool. And, you know, to bring it full circle, we're going to be doing our show, because this will bring it full circle for you in your career arc. Friday, we're going to be at One Main Place Properties with the Andreas family. They're bringing down a tower, and we're going to do it live on the air. I want the little box, you know, I pull the thing and it like. But I'll save the exciting news about the food drive with them for Friday.
Oh,
but
can't wait.
You know, it's just all of these generations, and then now all the new kids that are coming up. You know, to be a part of something that happens that truly is community. People can talk about unity or not, and this country seems so divided about everything anymore, and people just politicize every single thing. It is so great that this community has 12 hours, you know, every year for everyone. I don't, you know, young, old, you know, wealthy, poor, black, white, you know, I mean, every demographic coming together to fight a common, you know, enemy, which is hunger, and making sure that a kid doesn't go to bed hungry in our community.
You said it exactly right, common. You found the common ground. You know, we can put our differences aside. You can have one opinion or another, but for one day, we all come for a common cause that we all believe in.
And we get a jump start on it tomorrow in Central Park. And the weather's going to be beautiful.
I know, thank you
for that.
The
heat wave breaks. It's going to be like 77 for the high tomorrow and sunny. So you come down, play some ping pong, eat some Beach House, check out some Coffee Connection, and all of it's going to support the cause.
That's right.
Carla, we can't thank you enough for all you do for the community.
Well, thank you, Brian. We love the partnership.
All right, you got to be on the air with us tomorrow.
All right, I will be. I will.
We have more than one mic. You come down and you'll be with us too.
I'm on there somewhere. I don't know. I think Lindsay added me.
She is on there, but you can come on more than me.
Okay.
Yes, you can come on with Chris and Tony.
Yes.
And Dave. All right. The whole crew is going to be with us tomorrow starting at 6 a.m. in Central Park, so please come down and join us. And Todd Mason and the crew at the Beach House do an amazing job. Food is wonderful, and they donate the proceeds to the food drive through Hickory Point Bank. It's a great day. All right, Carla, we appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take a quick break for the news. When we get back here, we got a final half hour. We'll check in with John Decker live from the White House, get some insight into the last few days. Stay tuned. Here's Jeff Daly.
WSOY News Time is 8:29. Shortly after 12:30 this morning, Decatur police were called to the intersection of Cray and Decatur Streets in reference to a dead body. Upon arriving in the area, officers were flagged down by the caller who directed them to the site of a residence in the 800 block of West Decatur Street where the body was located. The victim has been identified as a 21-year-old male Decatur resident who was found to have sustained apparent gunshot wounds, the exact number of which will be determined at autopsy. Detectives were called in and have worked through the night and are continuing to work the case. Anyone who may have any information about this crime is encouraged to contact the Decatur Police Department at 424-2734 or Crime Stoppers at 423-TIPS. No additional information is being released at this time, and the victim's identity will be released by the Macon County Coroner's Office. More news on the way after Fox News covers the world on News Talk 1340, WSOY AM 103.3 FM, and streaming live at nowdecatur.com. Say 30.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Senate Republicans will meet for their weekly lunch today to presumably discuss what's next with health care. The latest plan's dead unless at least two senators change their minds. Maine Senator Susan Collins says she's a no.
Collins is the fourth Republican senator to oppose the legislation, which would give states block grants to run their own health care programs. GOP Senators John McCain, Rand Paul, and Ted Cruz also oppose the bill.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. President Trump tweets about hurricane recovery in Puerto Rico. We're working hard. Much food and water there or on the way. Fox's Geraldo Rivera's in San Juan.
Everything is busted here. This gas station can't pump gas. Puerto Rico famous for these condos near the ocean that has no elevator. There's no water. If you want to flush the toilet on the top floor, you got to walk up 20 stories to get a gallon of water in your commode to flush it.
Fox News. We report. You decide.
WSOY News Time is 8:30. It's been 20 years since charter schools were allowed by Illinois law, and one advocate says there are still some challenges ahead. Governor Bruce Rauner took part yesterday evening in the Illinois Network of Charter Schools' first-ever gala to celebrate 20 years of the public school option. INCS President Andrew Broy said one big announcement was the graduation rate at Illinois charter schools statewide has exceeded 80%.
We want to make a submission just to be able to show them that, hey, there's...
That is fairly remarkable given that 15 years ago, Chicago, where most of the charters are, had a graduation rate in the 55% range. So tremendous impact on student outcomes in the city.
Roy said there are some challenges ahead, including getting more charters throughout the state.
In Illinois, they are still sadly, in my view, limited to a few urban areas outside Chicago and then Chicago itself. We want to change that.
Broy wants to lift a cap on charters. He said limits the public school choice in the rural and southern parts of the state. Sports last night, Cardinals losing to the Cubs by a score of 10-2. White Sox over the Angels 4-2. And we have Cardinals and Cubs action for you again tonight. Pregame coming your way starting at 6:20. Your next news update comes your way at the top of the hour. Breaking news when it happens. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Neuhoff Media. Media made locally.
The 2017 Toyota RAV4 has plenty of cargo room for all of your equipment. And with available all-wheel drive, you can take it out and tackle all sorts of roads. Not to mention, it has the latest in advanced safety technology. Thanks to the RAV4's lane departure alert, you're warned when you start to drift outside of your lane so that you can quickly correct. Tested, trusted, Toyota. Get 0% APR financing for 72 months, plus $500 bonus cash on a new 2017 Toyota RAV4. Visit your local Toyota dealer or buyatoyota.com today. Toyota, let's go places.
Lane departure alert is not a substitute for safe and attentive driving practices. 0% APR financing for 72 months with $1,389 per $1,000 borrowed on approved credit from Toyota Financial Services. Bonus cash on TFS contracts only must be applied to the transaction. No cash payment will be made to consumer. Call 1-800-79-TOYOTA for details. Does not include taxes, license, title registration fees, and dealer fees. Does not include college grad or military rebate. Varies by region. See dealer for details. Offers end 10-2-17.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Mostly sunny skies, highs near 91 degrees for tonight. Mostly cloudy, lows around 64. For your Wednesday, partly sunny, highs near 77. And Thursday, sunny, highs near 74 degrees. Right now, it is 72 degrees in downtown Decatur.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM. And 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Welcome back to the Tuesday, September 26th edition of Byers & Company. It's time to go to Benjamin F. Edwards and Jamie Bruner, who's standing by. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. The Dow closed down 53.5 points on Monday to 22,296. Technology stocks were weak, dragging down the NASDAQ composite. Investors continued to be concerned about escalating tension between the United States and North Korea and new rhetoric put forth by the North Korean foreign minister. In economic news, the Chicago Fed National Activity Index decreased during August, primarily due to a drop in personal consumption and housing-related components. European markets were mixed today. today, with the London FTSE down 0.02% and the DAX in Frankfurt up 0.12%. The Nikkei in Tokyo was down 0.33%, and the 10-year U.S. Treasury note was down 1/32nd, yielding 2.225%. Gold futures were down $6.50 at $1,304.90. Crude oil futures were down 11 cents at $52.15 a barrel. The Dow has started at 22,341, a positive 45 points. ADM at 43.47, Ameren 59.06, Caterpillar 124.79, Norfolk Southern 130.63, PPG 109.36, Tate & Lyle 34.29, and Mueller Water at 12.63. And I'll close with Kenneth Walden. Do not argue with the market, for it is like the weather. Though not always kind, it is always right. This is Jamie Bruner with Benjamin F. Edwards & Company, member FINRA and SIPC.
Thank you, Jamie. As always, we appreciate it. We will check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. All right. Good morning and welcome to the program. I've never boycotted anything in my life that I can recall. Not an active boycott. I make decisions.
Yeah.
I'll watch this. I won't watch that. I'll read this.
Just
I won't
places
read
I
that.
Haven't gone just out of, I guess.
If somebody treats you rude, maybe don't go back and do business there. I mean, I guess you could in some ways qualify that as a boycott, but protest, boycott. Eh. I'm genetically incapable of participating. I also have an anti-authority streak that runs through me a mile wide. That has not waned a great deal as I've advanced in age. I have a little more perspective, I think, about it than I did when I was younger. But I just sort of, I don't want to be part of the sheep. Never have wanted to. If 10 people go left, I go right. And if 10 people go right, I tend to go left. Now, that doesn't make it right or wrong or the way you should live your life. It's just the way I am wired. Does that make any sense?
Mm-hmm.
So when people protest, and people get upset about the protest, and there's a protest of the protest, and then a protest of the protest of the protest, these people just make my head hurt. Because I would ask you, seriously, are any of them actually getting anything done? Is anything being solved? Is there any actual, or is it all just about the spectacle of making it about yourself and like, mm-hmm. ooh. And now it's to the point where it's just everyone's just, it's now a fad.
It's a fad.
I mean, Colin Kaepernick truly was brave. You can diss him all you want for what you consider to be disrespectful behavior, and I'll back your right to feel that way 1,000%. But he took a lot of heat.
Mm-hmm. And he gave money.
Yeah.
I mean, like, put his money where his mouth was.
I don't have to agree with him to go, okay, well, that took some, Now it's like, okay, by the time Jerry Jones is kneeling, really, now it's just spectacle. Right?
Yes. And I think there's a tremendous pressure going on, too, with a lot of these players. Like, they have to do this. You don't have to do this.
So, I don't know what it's doing. I don't think anybody's unified in any other thing that they want to make as much money as they can in professional sports. I mean, I think the only unifying notion, whether it's basketball or football or baseball, is how much money can we all make, which I'm okay with. But your average blue collar, white collar, middle of the road Joe and Jane trying to take their family to a professional sporting event, and it's way outpriced for them to be able to do. I mean, do you think anyone sitting in average America today, pick a state, pick a part of the country, I don't even care where, is going to relate to these people on some political level?
No.
On either side of this. But you know what they can relate to? Now, Mike Tomlin didn't criticize his player for coming out, the Army Ranger, but he said he wanted 100% team cooperation. Well, how's that free speech?
It's not. It's not.
Now, he tried to, and by the way, these coaches and the NFL owners, this lip service they're paying to causes, none of them want this distraction. Mike Tomlin trying to keep his team in the locker room is to try to keep his players from actually kneeling on the sideline and the fans booing. He's trying to keep the focus on the football game because that's all they really care about.
Yeah.
And he didn't come out and criticized, but he said, I wanted 100% participation. Well, okay, now, had Mike Tomlin said that about Colin Kaepernick? So why is it only one way in this argument every time? I go to Mike Rowe. God, I love this man. Do you not love Mike Rowe?
Yes. I've loved him for a long time.
Yes.
We've got to get Mike Rowe to Decatur.
Mm-hmm.
Not for this topic, but for his spot on about getting kids to work and glamorizing work again and all of that, education. He is just a smart man. So he's asked about the controversy over the NFL and the players that are... In fact, we need to skip John to give this proper coverage. A fan by the name of Robert asked the question, I know you avoid politics, and I remember your rant on the Colts leaving Baltimore. That's got to be a rant a long time ago. As a former Browns fan, I feel your pain. But I got to ask, what's happening to professional football, and what do you make of Trump's comments about those who refuse to stand during the national anthem? He starts off with this. In democracies, we get the people... We the people get the government we deserve. We also get the celebrities we deserve, the artists we deserve, and the athletes we deserve. Because ultimately, we the people get to decide who and what gets our attention and who and what does not. Right now, the NFL, the players who choose to kneel, the networks who choose to broadcast their protests, the advertisers who sponsor the games, and the president of the United States are all eager for our attention. And they are all using football to get it. That's all well and good, right up to the point where it isn't. In my view, this controversy really isn't about patriotism, social justice, racial inequality, or free speech. It's not even about the flag or the national anthem. It's really only about one thing, what we will tolerate and what we won't. I was disappointed last night to hear President Trump encourage owners to fire players who refuse to stand for the anthem, not because I dispute the owner's right to do so, and not because I would grieve the dismissal of anyone who chooses to disrespect our flag. I was disappointed because the president's comments presuppose that the owners are in charge of the game. They're not. We are. We decide what to watch. And that decision, far more than any other consideration, will determine what the owners choose to do. And that, in turn, will affect what the players choose to do. As the leader of the country, the president had an opportunity to remind us that the NFL, the networks who broadcast their games, and all the players, standers and kneelers alike, work for us. He might also use the occasion to remind us that he, too, serves at our pleasure. I felt a similar bemusement when the commissioner issued his response, followed by the president of the Players Union. Their comments, alongside with the comments of many of the players themselves, were perfectly reasonable, perfectly understandable, and perfectly in keeping with their First Amendment rights. But they were also perfectly arrogant, because they too presuppose that millions of fans will continue to watch them play a game no matter what. Perhaps they're right. Historically, football fans have shown a collective willingness to ignore and enable all sorts of dubious behavior. The players have agents and unions, the owner have money and power, and the fans are always caught in the middle. The resulting strikes and the constant uprooting of teams from broken-hearted towns proves beyond all question the overall lack of regard for fans in general. But here's the thing, Rob, Mike Rowe concludes, the fans of professional football are not powerless. We're just not yet offended enough to turn the channel. Should that ever change in any meaningful way? If, for instance, a percentage of the football fans relative to those players who chose to kneel during today's games choose to watch something else next Sunday, I can assure you the matter will be resolved by Monday. And that is the absolute bottom line truth.
Yep. Nails it, as always.
I love that guy.
And he's absolutely right.
But they don't care about the fans.
No.
The owners don't care. The players don't care. There's no one to root for. If I gave you, like, if you were on an island, and it was you, President Trump, the worst NFL owner, and the worst NFL player, and you had to, like, choose just one out of the three, I mean, how would you pick one?
I don't know.
Right?
Right.
I would rather slowly go crazy by myself.
Yeah.
Completely alone than to be with any of the three. Is that?
I think that's completely fair.
That's totally fair.
And you know who the last guy to kick off the island is? The former Army Ranger who served three tours in Afghanistan with the Bronze Star. But Mike Tomlin doesn't care if somebody kneels. He cares if somebody stands. Because he wants 100% participation. And isn't that the very argument that's being used by Donald Trump? Isn't it crazy when these emotional arguments become so stupid that there's actually, when you break them down, there's no substance to them at all?
We want free speech, but it's got to all be the same.
Yes.
Doesn't matter which side you're on.
Yes.
We want support for the country, but everybody has to do it.
It's easy to protect speech that you agree with. It only gets a little hairy when you got to protect the speech you don't agree with. And that works both ways. Colin Kaepernick, every right to do what he does. This Villanueva from Pittsburgh, every right to do what he did. President Trump, although you would think he would have bigger things to worry about, has every right to tweet whatever he wants to tweet. I know, but annoyance doesn't trump
it doesn't.
Your First Amendment rights.
And
on any
the
side
president still
of
has
this.
Them.
Yes, and in the day, in fact, that we are really surprised that the President of the United States takes up for the national anthem.
Oh, no. I'm just, why they still let him have phone.
When did the national media turn into Lee and Donna? I mean, I really want to know. There was a time when we all scratched our head and said, maybe that girl needs some help.
And then she went to the desert and got some.
And now it's like she's like, it's like Skip Bayless opens his mouth and out comes Lena Dunham. I mean, what is, it's crazy. It's an impossible situation for these coaches. It was an impossible situation for Millikan University.
Yeah.
It's an impossible situation from a high school or I don't, whatever level this stuff happens, because there's no right answer. It's all wrong, no matter what you do. And trying to please everyone just makes everyone
mad.
Yeah,
what do you do? Like,
yeah, just let people have their say. And if that means staying in the locker room, stay in the locker room. If that means coming out and standing, come out and stand. If that means you feel you got to kneel, then kneel. And everyone, including the Republic, survives.
Your patriotism is not lost.
No. It's like I remember telling Wayne Kent one time, you know, if Kathy Griffin can do anything to shake your faith, my question is, how strong is your faith? It's got nothing to do with Kathy Griffin, right?
Yeah, exactly. And if you're, and same thing with this. I mean, if you, your love for your country can be shaken so much because a football player.
Of a pompous, spoiled athlete who's crazy. And these owners ought to be, I mean, the people applauding these owners today ought to be, these owners. If these owners felt this strongly about anything, Colin Kaepernick would have a job. Yeah. You got to just get out of here with that stuff.
Right now, it's financially expedient, maybe.
Can you imagine like the conversations that went on into this Sunday? We've got to show unity, so we're going to go down the field. We're going to kneel before the anthem.
But not.
But then we're going to stand during the anthem. We're going to lock arms. That'll send a message.
I'm so confused by that message. I don't know which way I'm going.
Trump has galvanized. Really? Did he galvanize? I mean, because I'm telling you right now, and whether you want to believe this or not, you will hear nothing truer this entire day. There are a hell of a lot more people in this country that agree with what Donald Trump said than agree with what Colin Kaepernick thinks. And I'm not saying that's right, wrong, or I'm not even making a moral judgment call. But if you think that the vast majority of this population is going to stand up for somebody who will refuse to stand for the national anthem versus someone, even if he uses the term SOB, you're out of your gourd and you really do not understand, and which is why you are continually surprised that Hillary Clinton lost this election, and why you would be surprised if the election were tomorrow and Donald Trump won again, and you'd still all be in shock at how in the world did this happen, because you don't understand the vast majority of this country.
Largely middle America.
I don't know. I saw more flags in the last bastion of liberal America than I've ever seen in my entire life.
I know. And it's an odd dichotomy there. I mean, liberalism with the patriotism is a...
Well...
I think it's more of a badge of honor. Like, we were the original colonies kind of
we
thing.
We are the first ones to screw the Native Americans.
Yes. That's it. That's it.
That's it in a nutshell.
I'm done. Oh,
let's end the show with some happiness. We're going to give some tickets away and much more. We'll take a quick break. Back with more. Stay tuned.
Decatur Legacy. Have you heard of it? Decatur Legacy is a group of area nonprofit and social service agencies, along with local accountants, attorneys, and financial advisors. Their purpose is to inform people from all walks of life about how to include their favorite charity in their wills. During our lifetimes, we give to organizations we love. Our church, our schools and colleges, Decatur's beautiful parks, our animal shelters, homeless programs, our two community hospitals, United Way, and so many others. And that support can continue even after our death. Simple language in your will can ensure you leave a legacy to Decatur and to your favorite charities. Ask your lawyer or advisor about simple ways to leave a legacy. You can designate a percentage of your assets to charity. You can use life insurance and even make gifts from your IRA. Leaving a legacy through a charitable gift in your will can make a lasting impact. Decatur Legacy, helping you give back to the community you love.
From Decatur to Springfield, from Effingham to Belleville, we're bringing even better health care closer to home. With outstanding physicians and some of the region's most advanced specialties, our family is coming together to care for yours. HSHS Medical Group and St. Mary's Hospital. Together, part of Hospital Sisters Health System.
It seems like our refrigerator is never big enough. It's always bulging at the seams. So, we decided we needed a second refrigerator for our garage. We went to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World thinking maybe we could get a used one. But we found something a lot better. They had this brand new Frigidaire that was usually $730 for only $530. We saved $200 and got that free 10-year protection plan. A lot better than getting a used one. And we could add a garage heater kit to it. Wow.
I'm Dennis Reagan, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This could be your true story in Decatur in September. This is an 18-cubic-foot top-mounted freezer, glass shelf refrigerator, and comes with no interest financing with approved credit. Only in September and only at Dick Van Dyke. Wow.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
You're listening to Buyers and Company. Only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
By the way, professional athletes across the board could learn a lot from Addison Russell and that Nachos move yesterday. That had even Cardinal fans going, attaboy. $8 plate of nachos. Bought a lot of goodwill at Busch Stadium last night. Right? It showed that, you know, hey, I ruined your nachos and it's expensive to eat at a ball game. I'm mindful of that. That was a NASCAR move. You know, the way they treat their fans and, you know, that was a great move. I'm not saying it solved any of the world's problems,
no.
But no one was there at that baseball game to solve the world's problems. They were there to watch a baseball game.
And the Cubs endeared themselves.
And the Cubs beat the Cardinals like redheaded stepchildren, stepbirds, and yet he's still, at the end of the day, man, that was a good move with the nachos. We need more $8 moves like that in professional sports and less of the lecturing, just in my humble opinion. I think that's what my problem with sports right now is, and I don't mean like high school or even college or even but the need to weigh in on everything, right? Like Tupper was talking about what Lovie Smith. I don't care. I mean, I don't need to know what the Illini coach thinks about Trump talking about an NFL player. I don't need to know what Governor Rauner thinks. I mean, why? And this is the media's fault. Because it's like, okay, Trump says something and then tweets something and then responds, and then you got to like ask everybody. You got to weigh in on this. Why? I didn't even know Rauner was a part owner of the Steelers. Why is a Chicago guy a part owner of the Steelers?
Well, it's just an investment.
Yeah, it's a better investment than the Bears.
Well, historically, that would be correct.
Right.
He is a pretty smart business guy.
Yeah, so, you know, definitely probably more profit to be made with Pittsburgh and Big Ben Roethlisberger.
Well, you know, they've got a heck of a lot more Super Bowl appearances and wins and all that going back to the Terry Bradshaw days.
Yep.
The Mean Joe Green. What is Mean Joe Green known for? Not being Mean Joe Green. Not like biting fingers and part of that Iron Curtain. Known for throwing that kid the jersey in the Coke commercial.
Right.
Today's athlete could learn or two about branding, learn a thing or two, don't you think? And I get that some of the folks feel like they have to have because they've got the platform they can use it, but stop. retire and run for office, do something else. I just want to watch the game. Does that make me a bad citizen?
Nope.
Okay.
Makes you totally normal.
All right. And I also don't want to pay $100 to park or $4.50 for tap water. And I could give a damn whether you kneel or not. Get your stuff together, owners. Squeezed out the American fan base one by one. Now you're alienating them politically in every other way. And your greed is beyond belief.
And one other thing. If you're invited to sing the national anthem,
yeah,
don't do it on your knees.
Who did that?
One of the singers for the national anthem at one of these games.
Really?
Yeah. Don't, just decline. It's okay to decline.
And today, I would ask, are there any relationships that are improved between law enforcement and minorities? Is there any fewer homicides in Chicago?
By
has anything actually been accomplished other than you patting yourself on the back for being a culture warrior, taking on Donald Trump? No. It hasn't. I've got tickets to give away.
Yes.
I want you to take these tickets. If you want to make a sign that says screw ownership, I'm all okay with that. You know, we're all about First Amendment. But I want you to just go enjoy the game. These are great seats. 4 tickets for tomorrow night's game. $160 a piece. You're going to have to pay for your own parking, but I think with literally the $600 worth of tickets, you can afford to do the parking thing. You can park over at the casino and take a cab over. It's like $5. That's a great way to do it. 4 tickets to caller number 5 at 875-1340, courtesy of J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. And this is all about the fan experience. We want you to enjoy the game because there's really, well, I guess if you're a Cubs fan, you're rooting for a strong finish. If you're a Cardinals fan, it's sort of c'est la vie at this point. And I'm okay with that. Jeff, are you comfortable with what the Cardinals will or won't do in this offseason? Is Matheny in danger, do you believe, in your heart of hearts?
I don't think this offseason, but I think if something doesn't change next to be early in next season, yeah.
Okay. I mean, you know, 7 games out. It's not like we're 17 games out. We're not 22 games out. I mean, you're 7 games out. I mean, when the difference is 88 wins for the Cubs, 81 wins for the Cardinals, you're not light years away from a first place finish. You're just not good enough for the Cardinal way.
Right.
And man, that's a curse, right?
Yeah. It comes with its burden.
And that's the difference between, like, you know, coaching football at St. Teresa versus coaching football at Eisenhower, right?
Right.
Different expectation levels.
Mm-hmm.
But I try to be realistic. Not the final tickets from J.L. Hubbard. Those will be tomorrow for the October 1st game versus the Brewers. We had it in our own hands. We got no one to blame but ourselves.
I got my winner, too.
Who's the winner?
Kelly.
Kelly, congratulations. Kelly he or Kelly she?
Kelly he.
Or Kelly... What's the other designation?
They.
Kelly he, Kelly she, Kelly they.
Kelly he.
Are we sure?
Yes.
Don't presume.
You know what? Maybe Kelly would rather be they. I'll check. I don't think so.
Do me a favor. Take the day off protesting. Lighten up. Tell a politically incorrect joke. Have a laugh. Let off some steam and pressure. Enjoy life. Smile, even. The world will still be here tomorrow, I promise you. That's it for us. Podcast available at Nauticator.com. Or the Nauticator Facebook page. We'll see you tomorrow live from Hickam Point Bank Central Park for the food drive.
Get your news, weather, and sports now with the Nauticator app, available for free for iTunes and Google Play. Only with Nauticator and WSOY Decatur.
8:59. Good morning, Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom. Shortly before 6 o'clock Sunday evening, a single vehicle accident on I-55 northbound resulted in the death of a Decatur woman and the hospitalization of 4 children. According to the preliminary crash investigation, the Chevrolet Trailblazer was northbound on I-55, and witnesses told investigators it appeared to swerve to the left and then abruptly back to the right before entering a ditch, rolling and striking 2 trees. The driver